There's a very popular camp in Missouri that I had a lot of friends go to when we were growing up. Matter of fact, I believe their number one outlet or number one place they dip into for campers is Dallas, in the Dallas area.
Is this church camp?
It is church camp. It's called Kanakuk Camps.
I love church camp.
Church a lot of bad things go on at church camps for teenagers. Which I think you're... Once you reach the age...
What was that gesture?
He was acting like he was honking boobies.
That's where I honked my first boob.
But tell me...
Thank you, church camp.
Tell me if you don't agree with this, that once you reach the age of 15, camp should not be allowed.
Why?
No.
That's camping,
that's all you're doing. That's all you're doing.
Camping is for kids.
Honking. Well, then why are we doing it next week?
No. I'm talking about a camp that involves prepubescent kids. Not a camp for a bunch of grown-ass dorks like us. This is summer camp.
Besides, we're not going to have girls out there.
No.
I'm going to bring dirty magazines.
That's fine.
Unless you're going to bring some girls. Are you going to do that?
I'm going to bring dirty magazines and an inflatable woman.
Bring girls and you can and you can be involved too.
Okay.
Find girls.
But I honestly think that camp should be for little kids. And I think once you reach the age of puberty, you know, 14, 15 years old, man, no. Especially a co-ed camp. Now, if it's an all-boys camp, fine. Or keep them separated.
Well, that makes everybody gay.
What?
He's right.
All-boys camps.
I love boys.
So you
That's what turns you into a male homosexual.
You want to integrate football teams, too, don't you? Or
no, that's different.
Integrate, is that right? Yeah, with women.
No, that's different.
Well, whatever the case may be, Kanakuk Camps is in a lot of trouble right now because they negligently employed a camp director, Peter D. Pete Newman, who sexually molested a minor camper. Last summer, he was sentenced to two life sentences plus 30 years in prison after pleading guilty in Missouri to sexually abusing several children. Some around here. Now, the Turley Law Firm of Dallas has filed a federal lawsuit against Kanakuk Camps.
Hey. Hey, Turley.
Shut up. The lawsuit was filed on behalf of a child from around here. He attended camps from 2005 to 2007 at Kanakuk when he was 10 to 12 years old. And the lawsuit describes in very graphic detail a series of abusive actions by Peter Pete D. Newman against the boy. Now, this is a Christian camp, and they say that this guy... And this is, they wouldn't even go into detail in this story of the graphic nature of what happened. Mm-hmm. This is just the tip of the iceberg, literally. He says, the founder had every reason to know that Newman was a pervert, but kept him on staff anyway. It said as early as 2000, Newman, in the nude, was riding four-wheelers at the camp with nude campers who were minor children entrusted to care of the defendants.
Are we going to be able to do that?
Nude four-wheeling?
You can do whatever you want. You're not going to get in trouble unless you try to, you know, have your way with...
Minors.
Right. Or Dan McDowell.
What about George?
Now, in response to this behavior, so think about this. This guy was camp director. He was riding around nude with minors on four-wheelers. Guess what he got? Placed on probation.
What?
He wasn't even fired for it. Then after that, after his probation ended, Peter Pete D. Newman was seen streaking nude through camp property with nude minor campers. And left on staff. Now, I think camping is a breeding ground for the male homosexual, too. I mean, like, people who are employed to run these camps. I don't know if I've ever told you guys this. I think I have. Just hit me in the face if you've heard this. When I was at Camp Longhorn...
I've heard this.
Heard it. Tell it again.
When I was at Camp Longhorn, this was in the early 80s. This is down in, oh God, I can't remember the name of the town. Right by Inks Lake, on Inks
Lake.
God, why can't I remember the name of the town?
Doesn't matter.
So, one of the cooks at the camp befriended me. Now, I was in fourth grade and fifth grade at the time. And one of the cooks befriended me, and I thought the guy was awesome, you know? He was real nice, and he would always give, like, extra pancakes and stuff to me.
Pulled pork
and
nachos.
And would mysteriously show up at, like, certain camping activities we had.
It's our new intern.
Yeah.
Like bow and arrow shooting and tennis. Like, every now and then that guy would just be off to the side, and then I'd be done. I'm like, hey, man. He was probably 20, something like that at the time.
Was he husky?
No, he wasn't husky. So anyway, my mom and dad come for Parents' Day, or whatever, I guess, to pick me up.
Yes.
And it's called V-Day, Visitor's Day, where they get to be there all day long and see what the camp consists of. So I was really excited, and this was my second year at the camp. I wanted them to meet some of my new friends, my new camping friends.
Your new 20-year-old man friend.
And then I was like, oh, you guys got to meet so-and-so. Okay, so here I am, this innocent little fourth grader. And I remember my dad going, who? I don't remember the guy's name. And you know, I was like, yeah, he's a cook. He's super nice. You guys will love him. Well, the dude's gay as a $3 bill. Okay? Mm. I don't know that. So I remember introducing him to my dad, and then my dad pulling the guy aside.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I've heard this story before.
And?
I don't know. I was like, oh, you got to meet so-and-so. He's like, yeah. He's great. Great guy. End of story. Go home. Dude finds my phone number. Maybe I gave it to him. I don't know. And starts calling the house. Now, this camp is 4 hours away from Arlington, Texas. So he called one time. I answered the phone, and I talked to him for like 10 minutes. And then he called back, and my dad answered. And I told my dad that he called. There's no caller ID or anything, so I don't know who's calling. And my dad kind of freaked out and grabbed my mom. They go aside, you know, and my dad's like, don't talk to him anymore. I'm like, what? He's like, you don't need to talk to him anymore. And I'm too young, really, for him to explain anything. The guy calls back, and I answer the phone. And my dad's like, who is that? You know, and I'm like, it's whatever. He's like, give me the phone and go outside.
You didn't understand that sometimes boys have feelings for other boys?
Why would I?
Part of that.
That was creepy as hell.
Boys have feelings for other boys.
You know, if you get sweaty and want to take your shirt off, that'd be just fine.
Is that what the phone conversations were like?
All right, I guess I'll take my shirt off then. Damn. So then my dad talks to this guy, and I hear him. I'm sitting on the front porch of Davidson Manor, and I hear out there my dad say, and don't ever effing call here again.
Don't ever call here again.
There you go. And then he comes outside.
Did he get his ass hung up on that idiot?
He comes outside.
Don't you damn call again here.
And he explained to me exactly what was going on.
Right.
And that's when I learned what male homosexuality was all about.
Well, that's super gay. The focus is the guy's a pedophile.
Yeah, totally. And my dad also, I believe, made a very panicked phone call to that camp.
And said, hey.
And said, you get this son of a bitch off staff, or you're going to have some real problems on your hands. Problem is, the guy never did anything to my knowledge outside of that, but I mean, just...
It's so inappropriate.
Oh my God, dude. And it really creeps me out. And that's how easy it is to take, you know, this freaking jack wagon, Pete D. Newman.
Little kids that are getting attention from adults.
Yeah.
They think it's neat.
And they have no idea. And these guys lure them in, and, you know, who knows what went on, and it freaking sickens me. And to be honest with you, if this camp gets shut down, good. Because they should have known about this, and they should have known that this guy was... I mean, why wasn't he fired?
He was running naked with the Pied Piper of nude young boys.
With 10-year-olds, man.
I mean, streaking through the camp with this...
He was four-wheeling nude.
I know. All I can think of are those pictures and the Royal Tenenbaums. Those crazy
the
monsters
four-wheeling.
Yeah.
Go!
Shut up!
Anyway, there you go. There's my little camping story.
That was fun.
That's what's going to happen. at the Musers camp out.
First off, let me issue a...
an apology to me? Go ahead.
An apology and a clarification. Yesterday I was talking about the dude when I was like in fourth grade down at Camp Longhorn who was a cook there who was befriending me at a really weird age. He was probably 20. And I said that he was gay. No, that was really a disservice to gay people. He was a pedophile.
I clarified that for you at the end of the segment.
Okay, good. Thank you, because I don't know if I mentioned that enough. But yeah, the dude was a pedophile. And he had to be stopped.
He was a pedophile that favored boys.
Right. Had to be stopped by my father. So congratulations, Dad. You did it.
Thanks, Chuck.
You did it.
I love boys.